following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, this is DJ KQ. Are you questioning your friends? Don't worry, you aren't crazy. I'm here to tell you the cold truth here and now at Unfriend. Hello guys, what's up? My name is DJ KQ and you're tuning into Unfriend. Hi. So, in our last podcast, we really discussed the difference between somebody that is cheerful about the things you do and not as cheerful as about the things you do. Sometimes I like to think of it as like somebody who's trying to defeat you at everything. Well, in this podcast, we're going to talk about somebody who thinks money can fix absolutely anything in the world because everything's so minor to them. So this is why this podcast is going to be named Mo Money, Mo Problem. And if you don't know who originally made that, it was by Mr. Notorious Biggie. And I really love using this term because money and success can lead to problems as others will covet your belongings and try to bring you down in an effort to bring themselves up. And in a way, I feel like people that involve money in every situation, it's just going to cause more financial issues for you, one, and two, it can't really fix other issues. You can't really resolve everything with money. So people that feel like the shortcut is a coin, you're mistaken. No, I always say at the beginning of all of my podcasts, make sure to communicate. This one is kind of so like two-sided. Like, I'm not going to say like the person, my past three podcasts have been like the person is bad and there's a good side, like it was all black and blue, but for this one it's debatable, but we're gonna go into that later into the podcast. So remember our four things. It is: one, how did we get here? Two, red flags. Three, should I talk about it? And four, what is the takeaway from this? I'm going to go into specific detail about this one because then again, there is a difference. It really depends on the person you are in your class. I'm not going to go into detail, but I do have a little story time. I'm completely aware about what I'm about to say, so don't even worry about it. Okay, guys, don't get sad for me. Okay. So when I first moved into California, it was really hard because I just had came from Atlanta, Georgia. So coming to California, and I knew like everything was going to be pretty much expensive, I knew what I was getting myself into. I was still in high school. I was in my junior year, and God, I could not find a single job. I'm not going to lie to you guys. So I had to go my senior year because I didn't really have to get a job my junior year because I was really just, you know, quarantined in my room. But my senior year was probably hard because I was too focused on classes and I was too focused on school that I really couldn't obtain a job at the time. So then like I said in my last podcast, I was in marching band at the time, and it was really hard with school and that too because I was captain that year and I was trying to leave a good example and lead very well as well. So I was too focused on that sometimes, and I kind of exited out school, and you know, it was always vice versa. So I met this really, really cool person. I'm not gonna say her name, but she was really cool and she's really, really nice. Seeing somebody that has like lived in California their entire life and, you know, differentiating it to somebody that has only lived in California like a year and a half, it's very different. So before my mom, before we had moved here, I was very to myself. I was very extroverted. I didn't really go to any events unless I had to, which is for performances for my marching band. But that was about it. I didn't really like going out and stuff, like not even with my friend group. I was just not the type of person to go out all the time. So when I met this person, I noticed that they wanted to go out all the time. And I mean, all the time. And let me tell you, I didn't have a job, so I didn't have like money, like not a lot of money. I had money saved, but that money was saved for one purpose. So I couldn't really do a lot of the things that they wanted to do. And I'm not saying this, but like they wanted to do events that were like $700. No, like they wanted to do things like out of the ordinary, like I've never done before, like hiking and like karaoke and going to going to high school events. And this person did have a lot of money. So when I saw the stuff they wanted to do, and then they would help me out, sometimes by like paying for a ticket or like, you know, buying me food during competitions, you know, I thought they were being very generous. And before I didn't really care if they were buying like food for me because I thought they were just being a nice person. But because like I have a job now and I really, you know, care about my money, I really don't like when people buy me stuff. So, because I'm not trying to say like, oh, they're going to use it against me or anything like that. But I just don't like the feeling because like we're all college students here and everybody has like a money for something. But if I really wanted to, I would get it myself. That's like the quote I say sometimes. And it's either they get it from me out of courtesy and I pay them back some way, somehow. But I genuinely don't like when people buy me stuff anymore. But anyways, we're off topic. So this person did have a lot of money and they did buy some stuff for me and such and such. And sometimes people would make jokes about me having money issues. I did find it funny before because, and again, I didn't have a lot of money. You know, just moved into California, didn't know a lot of people. It was very uncomfortable when they made jokes like that because adapting from Atlanta to Georgia is different. Like, I didn't expect so many mean people. I didn't expect so many mean people. I'm not saying all California is mean, but I mean, they're very expressive. So when people would make jokes, you know, now I don't really find it funny because I was having issues with money and my family and such, and having the background that we did, it was a little bit overwhelming, and I didn't really like hang out with them that much anymore because it didn't really make me feel good about them, you know, buying me stuff and doing all this stuff. It didn't really make me feel good about that. So I know there's some people out there as well that also have money issues and they have that one friend that would care for them and do stuff for them. And that's really caring. And I love that. But we're going to go ahead and move on from that. We're going to move on. We all have to, you know, get money somehow. Now, I'm going to look at both perspectives of this first. Number one, how did we get here? Originally, it's a rich poor friendship. Now, I'm not saying somebody is, you know, is richer than them, but one of them is like spending saving friendship, if that makes sense. So for the spender, I feel like in a way it's either they're really good with their money or they're really bad with their money. They know the benefits for it and they're going to go for it anyways, or they're really careless for the money because they know they're going to end up getting more. And I know that sounds really like not brutal, but like blunt. And for the person that is a saver, they don't really spend a lot of money. They don't go to events. They don't go out a lot. It's more like the same routine every single day, which was somebody that was like me. And when somebody was offering me something, you know, I wouldn't really care because if they're offering money, like, why should I complain? Like, you know, but you know, of course now I'm different. And I feel like now that I'm a college student, I know that everybody is somehow suffering because college is expensive. I just rather than not, or if they do out of courtesy, again, I will pay them back. I will never, ever let somebody do that to me ever again. So from the point of view of somebody that's a spender, and the saver knows that they're spending money on them, like, it's kind of like a nice feeling knowing that you have somebody that will be there for you, but not just be there for you, but want to do things with you. They picked you for the sole purpose of wanting you to be there. You know, it feels really nice. And I feel like it feels the same thing. It's the same way for the spender as well. They know that, you know, how bad they want to do something with them and how much they want to do activities with them. But because they don't want to spend, you know, every, like a whole bunch of money every week or like every month, they say, okay, fine. Well, then I'll just do it. It's all right. But then that gets really old. You know, the peak starts to go down. And it's not the best feeling. It's not really the best feeling. And sometimes the relationship was really based on other you two doing events with each other. And you don't want your friendships to always be something where you have to spend money. You guys want to do stuff like together and not have to spend a dime. So of course I'm gonna add some like things you can do, but sometimes it is like that for some relationships. I would just like to add to, we should never judge a spender or a saver, because some people were born or were raised into wealth and some were not. Not saying that it's a poor rich, again, not a poor rich situation, but it's definitely a class situation, higher class or middle lower class. Or it's more, again, like a saver spender relationship. Okay, we're going to go into the red flags. I really, really, really want to get to this. Red flags of both sides. So, on the saver side, the saver is always asking for money, always asking to go out and them spend, always trying to do with things without putting any effort into it, and always trying to make them feel bad when they don't want to spend money on them by saying no. Like, if they ask them to get them a thing of Oreos and they say no, they get upset. And, you know, sometimes they do get a little delusional, too, thinking like, oh, our friendship is going to fail. Oh, we're not friends anymore. She hates me. What's going on? Yeah, there are people out there that are like that, which is kind of scary, but it's all right. Don't feel like you have to overspend your friend. You know, you have money, yes, but that's your money. You know, it's your choice what you do with it. So if you say no, if the spender says no to the saver, then that's their business. You shouldn't get upset about it, honestly. And now it's the spender red flags. I feel like the spender red flags is somebody who's always trying to spend money. And it's somebody that wants to go to expensive events like Coachella or something, or want to go to road trips. They want to go out to the mall every single week. They want to go to the movies, all this stuff. And they know that the person is obviously trying to save, obviously doesn't want to, you know, spend money every chance they get. And they like to, in a way, manipulate them into spending money. These are initially called financial bullies, and it's somebody who is constantly belittling you or make you feel bad about your station of life. And sometimes the bullying can be pretty subtle, and it could be things like you can't afford to go on a night out, and when you say you'd rather stay in, you know, they kind of like, fine, like, whatever, they'll get somebody else to do it, and eventually that relationship will go down because they want to do things that you don't want to do. It's sad, really. It is. I don't think people realize that in a friendship or in a relationship in general, you both have to get to know each other very, very well. If you are an extroverted person with money and they are an introverted person with no money, you already know where you guys stand. So you have to come into a kind of, you have to come into a medium. You guys have to figure out both something, you guys have to figure out something you both can do and you both are comfortable to do. And, you know, it's the opposite if you're an introvert with money and you're an extrovert with no money. It's like, come on, let's find a middle in all of this so we can keep a healthy friendship. All right, so for number three, should I talk about it? Absolutely go to the person and talk about it. Whether you're a spender or a saver, absolutely go. Talk about how you feel about spending or saving and tell them that, hey, sometimes I don't want to go to the events. I don't want to go on a night out. I don't want to go to Target and run around inside of a cart. Or if you're a spender, then be like, hey, look, I know you can't do certain things, I know that, but is there a way we can accommodate each other and still have a good time, you know? Have to come into a medium, always, because you don't want you guys to be one-sided about everything. And then again, more money, more problems. Less money, more problems.